ships in cattle from the west, you know, and they get in a load of wet cows, and their cows that have just had the big calves taken off them, and when they come in there, my, they're just such a crazy, and he used to ship them in here to Santa Fe, you know, and he'd just leave them here in the yards a day or two till they got unballing. Oh boy, you could hear them uptown here, nice as the wind out in the south, but they'd drive you out of town. You take 40, 50 cows bawling all at once, and it's awful.
How about the noise that a horse makes during feeding time? At feeding time,
they nicker or neigh.
And what do you call a setting hen? Is that what you'd say, setting hen?
A setting hen.
You call it hatching hen?
Well, a brooding hen.
And the place that you keep the chickens in overnight?
Well, that'd be a coop or an incubator. It'd be a coop if you had to hatch them with a hen, be an incubator if you hatch them artificially.
And what about the crate that you use to ship them to market in?
Well, that'd be a chicken coop.
And the bone that the children like to get when they're eating chicken?
Wishbone.
And do you have any term for the insides of a pig or a calf that are edible, the kind you can eat?
Yes, the liver and the heart.
But a general term for all these, I know you can talk about them individually, liver and heart, but how about just a general word?
Well, usually called the offal.
The what, sir?
Offal, I'd say. And you know that they even use the intestines of a hog. They clean them, you know, and that's what they stuff sausage in.
That's the end of sausage for me.
and then they also clean those intestines. They don't scrape them quite so clean as they do for casings, and they call them chidlings, and they say they're wonderful.
What they call them, tidlings?
Chidlings.
Chidlings.
Those are hog intestines.
That's a word that you hear around here too, chidlings?
Chidlings, not so much anymore. This younger generation don't...
I heard it in Ohio. They call them chitlings.
Chitlings, here they're all of a sudden called as chitlings, but this is an old Hoosier that gave us the name chitlings. Chitlings, you say, well, that's about what it means, chitlings.
I think it must be the same thing. It means all the edible insides. Yeah. What do you call it, feeding time or chore time?
Chore time, usually. Time to do chores.
Fodder time? No, I think we'll have a little fun here. Would you mind calling the cows for me? How would you call the cows to get them in from pasture?
Swook, 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 boss. I used to have a cow in town, that's all I'd have to say, and here she'd come right up at the barn for feed.
And what would you say to the cow to get it to stand still during milking?
Well, heist over.
As though you're talking to her right now.
Yeah, I say heist, so she'd step over and step back with one foot so you'd sit down and milk.
Heist. Uh-huh. And how about the call of a calf? How would you call a calf?
It's a calf, it's a calf, it's a calf. Can you spell that?
I gotta get phonetic here. The call to ox or a team to make it go right or left?
No, say G and haw. G to go right and haw to go left.
A lot of old retired farmers or people getting away from the farm. Yeah. Can't remember which one's which anymore.
My dad used to always talk to him all the time. He was plowing G and haw. I used to plow with a walking plow and two horses and when I was just a small kid.
Now if you call the horses in from pasture, how would you call them?
You'd whistle at them and they'll come then.
And to call the horses to make them go a little faster?
I'll just say get up to them or cluck to them. Keep clucking a little more. The more you cluck to them, the faster they'll go then.
And when you want the horse to stop, you'd say...
Say whoa.
And when you call the pigs at feeding time?
You'd say, ooey.
And call the sheep from pasture?
Well, I never did call the sheep in, but I suppose it'd be... So I'd have to say something like that. Sheepy, sheepy, sheepy. I used to always say what few sheep I ever had.